Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of The Beaver Dam. I am your host, Tyler Avila, joined along with my partner in crime, Trent Mast. Stop yawning.
Sorry.
Stop yawning. Anyways, how has your week been, Trent? Or it's Friday. The week's finally over. Heading into the weekend. Kind of a boring weekend for me. I don't really have anything going on, but enough about me. Let's talk about you. What's going on?
Been really busy. Classes, a lot of work.
Right.
And then soccer. So just, I'm always moving, always doing something. I don't really have a lot of downtime, unless you call like before getting ready for bed downtime.
This is downtime.
Just really busy, honestly. I don't know. Schoolwork and soccer,
I get
obviously.
It.
And
I get
this,
it.
But.
Yeah. So you guys, what, you guys had a game Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that. I couldn't unfortunately get out there, but I heard it was a pretty tight knit game. But like I mentioned, we'll discuss that. With this episode, I kind of want to dive into what's going on around the HCAC, just to, if people are really wanting to know what's going on conference wise, what's going on within the schools in the Heartland Conference. Well, the players of the week in the conference on the special teams side was Adam Duncan, Bluffton's very own. He actually scored all of Bluffton's points this past weekend at the football game against Trine. Heading over to volleyball, Bluffton has a freshman, Brooke Clemen. She was HCAC Player of the Week on the defensive side in the conference. In men's soccer, we have Josh Gonzalez from Manchester on the offensive side. He was named Offensive Player of the Week. On the defensive side of Player of the Week, it was Drew Grisham from Transylvania. As we talked about Josh Gonzalez getting Offensive Player of the Week this week in the HCAC, he was also named United Soccer Coaches National Player of the Week. That's a pretty good qualification to get. As this article states on the HCAC homepage, student athletes from all three NCAA divisions, as well as one representative from the junior college ranks, have received Player of the Week honors from United Soccer Coaches, the association announced on Tuesday. Manchester University men's soccer sophomore forward Josh Gonzalez added to a week of honors with the announcement of the United Soccer Coaches National Men's and Women's Players of the Week. The Portage, Indiana native, who was also tagged with the Heartland College Athletic Conference's Offensive Player of the Week, was selected as the Division III Men's Soccer Player of the Week. Gonzalez currently registers as the Spartans' top scorer, as the sophomore tallied 4 goals and 3 assists for 11 points in each of the Spartan victories last week. He also added 17 total strikes and 13 shots on goal to his statistics line for the week. So, I mean, that's going to be one player when you guys play Manchester you have to look out for. It's going to be Josh Gonzalez.
For sure.
For women's soccer, Bluffton's very own Skylar Liming was named the Offensive Player of the Week in the HCAC. On the defensive side of the ball, Rose Holman had their very own Katie Dermott named as Player of the Week. In the women's golf, Transy had their very own Lexi Lamar named for Player of the Week. In men's cross country, Jacob Hendrick was named Player of the Week from Hanover College. In women's cross country, Anna Sosa Ebert from Earlham was named as the Player of the Week. In men's golf, Zach Trilops from Transylvania was named Player of the Week. And that wraps up all the players of the week in each of the sports that Bluffton has and the players in the week in HCAC. I should probably mention the players of the week on the offense and defensive side of the football. I just went in and talked straight about Adam Duncan. On the offensive side of the ball, Donovan Henderson from Manchester was named Player of the Week. And on the defensive side, it was Brody Dell from Hanover College. So looking at these players, I mean, it's nice seeing some of our Beavers up there get that recognition that they get. So hopefully we could continue to have players in that realm, in that discussion of players of the week. Because a player of the week honor, I mean, it's not necessarily a big deal, but like I feel like with Division III and like how small all the schools are, it's a pretty big deal. What do you think?
I mean, as an athlete, you always want to get recognition from
right.
coaches, not just your coaches, but coaches around the – coaches that you play and also coaches from your conference. I mean, I know in high school it was always like, can we be first, second teammate?
Right.
Like, ours was CVC, but in the conference, like, that's always something you push for. As an athlete, I mean, getting a player of the week means that you did something that other players didn't that week. You impress people, so
yeah.
That's always something to strive for. You always want to do your best, so if you do your best and you get this recognition, it makes you have more confidence.
Mm-hmm. So going on from talking about these players, let's look at the team rankings. We'll go with football first. So it looks like football, there hasn't been, I mean, they haven't played conference yet. That'll start this week. But there's only two teams in the conference who have a win, and that's Franklin and Mount St. Joseph. Everybody else, Anderson, Bluffton, Defiance, Earlham, Hanover, Manchester, and Rose are all 0-2, and that's surprising.
Transylvania doesn't have a football team?
Huh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's a good look, Trent. Transylvania is not... I know they have basketball and like soccer and all that, but mm-hmm. I guess I never really paid attention that they
don't have football.
That's weird. But I mean, it's not surprising to me the two teams that are on top of the conference right now, Mount St. Joe and Franklin. They and Rose a little bit the last couple of years. They've been up in that top three talk of the conference football wise, but Franklin's always been that dominant school football wise in the HCAC. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens this week once. I would believe a conference would start this week now. We're in week three of football. We'll discuss more on what Bluffton has coming up this weekend. Moving on to volleyball and the conference. Franklin is also at the top of the conference. They've played one conference game, which that's weird because Bluffton should be 1-0 in the conference as well because we played Defiance that first week of school when they had that weekend tournament at UNO, ONU, I mean. But overall, it looks like Rose Holman has the best Earlham. Record.
Earlham's 8-2.
So Rose and Earlham have the better records overall. That doesn't, I mean, having overall records does have an effect, but conference records are what matters the most. But yeah. No one has a conference victory besides Franklin. Bluffton does have a conference victory. I just don't know why it says that or doesn't say it. So moving on, we'll go to men's soccer at the top of the conference as no one has played a conference game yet in the soccer schedule. Anderson is sitting up top at 3-2-1. Manchester is second at 2-2. Hanover at 2-3. Rose at, what was that? 1-2-1,
mm-hmm.
Earlham at 1-2, Mount St. Joe at 1-3, Bluffton 1-4, Defiance 1-4, Franklin 1-4, and Transylvania is 0-2-2. Why is Transy's record surprising you?
Well, I mean, last year they were top in our conference, so
mm-hmm.
just coming off last year's, you'd just expect them to at least have one win
right.
out of four. Right. But I mean, a tie is better than a loss. So
Yeah. I mean, look at the Browns.
Yeah.
Now the losing streak's over.
But they still don't have a win.
So. Nope.
As a Browns fan, that's very upsetting. But it's okay. It's a.
As a Steelers fan, that game was very upsetting.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Though,
so. Yes. So moving on from the Steelers and the Browns. Yes, men's soccer. When do you guys start conferences? In a couple weeks?
I just know that we play. We play all non-conference, and then once conference play starts, that's all we play.
Right.
And it's
right.
like the very end of our season, so probably like
it should start here October, soon, though, because we're in the middle of September, so you guys should be starting.
October.
No, you're good.
Middle of October.
So we'll move on to the women's side on the soccer ball. At the top of the conference is Hanover at 4-1. Mount St. Joe is 3-0-2. Rose is 3-2. Transy is 3-2. Anderson is 2-1-1. Franklin is 2-2-1. Earlham's 2-2. Bluffton's 1-3. Defiance is 0-5. And Manchester is 0-5 as well. So both of their soccer programs are not in dead last. That's good. We both have a victory.
It's also a good thing.
Yes. So we got football done. volleyball, men's and women's soccer. Out of all the standings, I mean, Bluffton does have a men's golf team. Obviously, they have a women's golf team, but I don't know if it's...
It might be by individuals.
Yeah, it seems like with golf, and they're not... Yes, they are a team, but most of it's broken up, like you said, as individuals. Mm-hmm. So that's the same with cross country. They don't really have a team stat because you can't really judge wins and losses like that with golf and cross country.
It's more of how'd you place.
Yeah, it's more placing and how the team placed in different scenarios. So that will just wrap up the HCAC overview. When we come back, we will discuss more on what's coming up this weekend in Bluffton Athletics. You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. So the Beaver Dam kind of experienced some technical difficulties today. Trent and I recorded the show last night, and what happened was I thought... I turned both of our mics on for the second and third segment of the show, and I didn't. I didn't realize it. I turned on only mine. So I am deeply sorry, and I apologize to not only our listeners and the fans, but to Trent. He had great stuff, but what I was trying to recover and by amplifying his voice, it just didn't sound up to par to what I want on the radio waves for you to listen to. It would just would have sound pretty bad. But quickly, the women's soccer game, as it should be wrapping up here soon. If you check out the Bluffton Athletics page on Twitter, you'll get score highlights from that. But I think they also had a live stream of the game as well on the Bluffton Athletics page. You can go to find that. They played Grace Bible earlier this afternoon. That game started at 3:30. This weekend, the men's soccer team, they have a game tomorrow at Trine. That's a 2 o'clock start. Hopefully the boys get a dub this weekend. The football team will start conference play tomorrow. It's a 2:30 kickoff at Earlham. So hopefully they have some better things ahead in this game than what they've had these last 2 weeks. I believe the men's golf team is off this weekend. Their next invitational won't be until next weekend. It's the Beaver Fall Classic at the Bluffton Golf Club on Saturday. And then the Beaver Fall Classic will resume on Sunday at the Hidden Creek Golf Club. I'm not really sure where that is at, but the women's golf team, they are in action this weekend, starting tomorrow at the Heidelberg Fall Invite at Mohawk Country Club. So good luck to these women golfers this weekend. both the cross country teams, men's and women's, they will be at the Blue River Memorial Park College Invitational. That meet is hosted by Manchester University. The women's race is at 4 with the men's race to follow at 5. So good luck to these Beaver cross country runners. And volleyball, they left earlier today to compete in a, I believe it was a tri-match invitational or a quad match. They went down to Louisville, Kentucky. They have a game tonight at 7 against Fort Bond. As I said, that's a 7 o'clock start. And tomorrow they have a 12 noon start against Greenville. And then they follow that with their third game of the day against Spalding. So good luck to these lady volleyball players in this quad match. So again, I do apologize for the technical difficulties. It's just one of those times where us as radio people just have a little slip up. It does happen. Everybody's not perfect. But we'll have recaps of all of these games this weekend on Monday. We look forward to giving you those stats and the scores Monday evening. And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. Thank you for listening, and I encourage you to come back and listen to Trent and I on Monday. Check out our previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. This has been Tyler Avila, and I was joined along with Trent Mass, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Roll Beef.